like why do you immigrate or
yeah, how so, do you... So the first thing, just like introduce your name and the country you came from.
Okay, my full name? Mm-hmm. Okay, my full name is Sandra Patricia Giancaterino.
Alright, cool. And what country did you come from?
I'm from Colombia.
Okay, can you tell me just a little bit about like growing up in Colombia?
Growing up in Colombia, I went to this parochial school, only girls, till I graduated from high school with my three sisters, and we always got together in winter time, summer time, with my brother, with four of us, actually five of us. So yeah, that's what I did. Live in Colombia, all my family is from Colombia. My grandpa is from Spain, he was in the Marines, and my mom, my grandmother from Colombia. So that's how we end up in Colombia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So why did you choose to come here?
Because at the school, they had, I was in pre-med, mm-hmm. medical university, and few of my classmates goes, oh, guess what, they're doing this thing that you can go get a scholarship somewhere, anywhere in the world. So my two friends got a scholarship to Russia, my other friend got a scholarship for Spain, and I got a scholarship in here in the United States to do to study English. So that's what I end up here. 1 year, I mean, a doctor with English and Spanish, you know. So that's what I come over here just to do my English part for 1 year.
Cool. And what is your favorite part been from like coming here?
Coming here, the opportunities. So when I was here in university, I learned because I was an international student, I can sign up. Instead of just doing the scholarship and go home, just finish here in my school. So I changed my major to business, and I decided, well, I can do so much. I can learn the language, I can learn business, I can do, it's the opportunities. I mean, for that, the hard part was to be in a country, learn a new language, and be around with people of different cultures.
Yeah.
Because when you are international students, I was with people from Iran, which is called the Persians, Brazilians, few different countries. And like, just seeing people in the United States, they drink too much. And we were not used to, dance, we party, but we don't drink that much. That was like a shocker. Mm-hmm. What else I like? Food was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mexican food mm-hmm. is like the best because we don't have that kind of food.
Yeah.
And you want to hear one funny
thing? Yeah.
Say, when we were in school, a few of our friends from Mexico, they ask us, oh, you want to go and get burritos? And I go, what is burritos? What do you mean? And they say, yeah, let's go and eat it, the Mexican food. So we went there eating Mexican food. And then they started saying, oh, do you want a burrito? Do you want to try a burrito? And I said, not really. I don't want to eat a small donkey. And like, I thought it goes, oh, my God, you're in here in the United States and you eat a small donkey. That's sad. And everybody was laughing at me because I thought that was that was donkey meat.
But you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. It was good, but I was like, no, I was picking up the meat because I wasn't like sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was funny.
What was it like? So transitioning from like a home where you only spoke Spanish, how long did it take to like come here and learn a new language and like adapt to like all the people and everything?
Well, at home you learn two different languages when you are in school.
Okay.
From little, so you learn English or French, mm-hmm. and Spanish, of course.
Yeah.
I learned French.
Oh,
so when I come over here, it took me a while. It took like 5-7 years to just do well. Well, in the school it's easier. Grammar is easy for somebody who's learning the mm-hmm. language. The speaking part is the hardest one, to have conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of like, people have like their slang terms.
Yes. And like, it doesn't make, it's not grammatically correct.
Yeah.
So it's like, it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or sometimes it's because the way we speak, the sounds, it's different
from one
language to another.
You gotta like learn how to make new sounds. And And so, when you came, did you like come by yourself, or did you have like a group of friends that came with you, or did you just like meet a whole bunch of new people?
I come by myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you had to meet a whole bunch of new people?
Yeah, bunch of new people. And well, the easy part was people from Brazil. I learned how to speak Portuguese so fast.
Yeah.
Because they speak, have Spanish, have Portuguese, so it's easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest ones was the Iranians in the United States. Yeah, that was the English part was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun meeting different kind of people. The fun part of all of that, it was if you have friends from different countries and we can make friends in here, they invite you to their house and have homemade like food. Mm-hmm. It was the best thing. Yeah, because it's like, no, just top ramen and
saltines. You got to try like a whole bunch of food.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so cool. And so did you ever like, did you like call your parents all the time and like visit, or did you kind of just like move and like stay?
No. You see, when I come over here, I come to in Florida.
Yeah.
Florida to Colombia is about 2 hours.
Okay.
And at that time it was like less than $100 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go pretty much twice a month. I told my dad, says, stop doing this, you're gonna stay there.
Yeah.
So I did. It was hard.
Yeah. No, I imagine, because like you're totally leaving everything that you know and you're used to, and you have to go to a whole new place. And
you had to do your own laundry. It's like, that's hard.
Yeah. You had to cook for yourself, make it all. So what did you, so you switched majors, right? You were pre-med and then you...
Now business.
So where did you decide, so you lived in Florida, right?
Yeah.
But what made you come like here, like California?
Because at that time, when I was in Florida, the sister's school was San Jose State.
Mm-hmm.
And San Jose State is in California and is closer to my uncle's house, which is in LA.
Mm-hmm.
But in the map doesn't look
that
far.
In the map it's like, oh, it's right there.
So
yeah,
that was my option, to come over here or go home. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, I stay here, we're close to my uncle. Mm-hmm. Well, 5 hours later and get there, but yeah, so that's what I stay here.
So
that's what I move here, just because of my uncle.
Yeah. Did you even like see your uncle, or did you realize?
Oh, yeah, I went to see my uncle.
Because like you probably got here, it's like, oh, that's a lot farther than I thought.
So
yeah.
I bought a car. I was the only international student that had a car. Well,
yeah.
Besides friends from my Persians. But I have a car.
Mm-hmm.
But my car was a Volkswagen Beetle. Mm-hmm. It didn't go all the way to LA. It didn't make it.
Yeah.
So just like, forget it.
Mm-hmm. So was that uncle the only family you had here?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Cool.
And my only family.
So how often did you go to see him?
Like all the holidays, and we go home together for Christmas time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And so where does the rest of your family go? So you said that like,
they're all in Colombia.
They all stay in Colombia. So you're the only person that moved.
Yeah, because I'm the oldest of my my siblings.
Yeah.
So in 5 kids, I'm the older one, and they learn how I have to cook, I have to clean myself, I have to find a job, because it's really expensive. Being in international is really expensive.
Yeah.
So I find jobs, sometimes 4 jobs,
wow,
just to make it up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For food, especially for food, I guess.
Yeah,
so
must be crazy with like school and work. That must have been a lot.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So all my siblings stay home because they all went to the same city.
It's all
the
easy.
House
yeah.
was there, so they didn't have to endure. None of this, none of jobs and stuff.
So do you like, you still go and like see him today?
Yes.
Like you go, I think you guys went recently. Like,
yeah, we went in December. I took the kids in December.
Yeah, because I think I remember Audrey brought like a little like bag
of candies.
Yeah. Yeah, she brought like the candy all back. So, your family stayed back. You moved. Have any of your family members come here?
Oh yeah, well, a lot of times, because in Colombia they used to have a really bad issue with the drug dealers and stuff, so we were not allowed to go there.
Yeah,
it was not safe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they come over here a few times. Yeah, and my kids didn't go until like they were older,
because mm-hmm.
it was not safe for them to go there.
Yeah, so you said that you did a lot of jobs, you know, to like get the food and stuff.
Yeah.
So like, what kind of work did you do?
Yeah, so we found jobs at the library or the cafeteria or outside, like somebody has a job already for the catering business, like for weddings and stuff. So we go there and they pay you cash, so they don't ask for papers or anything. So we did that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so just work Saturdays and Sundays for that. And it was great because the leftover food for weddings and stuff, we take them to our dorms, and mm-hmm. people were happy because, like, yeah, spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, free food.
Mm-hmm.
So we, a few of us, we work in different things like that. I work in Metro newspapers. I did all the stuff for the scanning, typing, uh-huh. stuff, different times, because mm-hmm. it was like part time by hours.
Cool. So like, does your family, when their family come, do they know English too, or do they know like Spanish and French, like what you did when you
They were in know high school? Some English.
Because I know like, I don't know how good Audrey and William's Spanish
no,
is.
No, it's
so,
really bad.
Yeah.
It's my fault. It's
yeah.
really bad.
So it's probably pretty hard to,
yeah. But they're,
communication.
Yeah, but you see, my niece and nephew, they know English very well,
mm-hmm.
and they know Latin and English.
Oh, really?
So it's, you have to take those classes.
Oh,
you have to pay.
Yeah, years. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you can't
like
get around it. Yeah.
No, you have to take those classes. So they took two. So Latin, which is great, and English,
right.
And they did it for 12 years.
So they kind of like talk through each other a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But that is good. But and here it's really hard to find the community for Spanish that is there, but no the classes for them, few of them on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one or two schools that teach that, but it's not like
yeah.
No, it's not really easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can find somebody to learn how to play how to speak French, because
mm-hmm.
they do have a school for that, and it's pretty good.
Oh,
school.
They do? So,
yeah.
Okay.
And Russian,
mm-hmm.
and Mandarin.
All right.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no Spanish. And it's because California has so many Spanish people.
Yeah.
It doesn't help me.
I know. Yeah, like you have all of these language opportunities, but the one you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. When you like left Colombia, were you like scared at all? Like, were you like worried about like what was to come when you moved here? Like, were you, like, cause it was all unknown. Yeah. Like you had no idea what
no,
you were getting into.
I was
into.
Excited. I
yeah.
want to go, you know,
wanna
you want to go
world?
Play. Yeah. I want to see the world. I want to see something different. And it's not just girls. It's
mm-hmm.
co-ed. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah. You see the guys and the girls.
And it's Miami. Oh
mm-hmm.
God. It's so easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's when you get in trouble, because everybody speak in Miami, they speak, you know, Spanish. I wasn't learning the language. That's why I have to move here.
Yeah, so there are, people already knew it. So
yeah.
So
it's like, where am I going to learn this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I have to move.
How do you feel about living like in an American society? Like, do you like the American society or don't like it? Or how do you like see it?
I think it's safe and
mm-hmm.
easier. You guys don't drive like crazy minions right there. The safety is the best, I think. And
yeah.
So many opportunities you have here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for you guys, I'm looking at the college for you guys. It's
mm-hmm.
like, wow, I can't believe you guys have so many choices.
Yeah.
And it's up to you.
Country.
Yeah, it's up to you, the kid, to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, they said you don't have a choice. If your parents don't have money, you don't go to school.
Yeah.
I think you get it to third grade, fourth grade, that's it.
Oh, wow, really?
Elementary, yeah.
Yes. And then they just have to, like, work and stuff?
They have to work.
Wow.
If your parents have little money, they can pay for the school, but...
Yeah, it's crazy to think about.
Yeah, so it's like, over here is you have the best.
Yeah, like, you're forced to go to the school in the middle.
And you can choose your classes, mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
It's like, what? You can choose your classes. I was telling my kids, no, you don't choose your classes. Everybody takes chemistry, everybody takes calculus, everybody takes at the same time.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you messed up in one class, you get a D in one of those classes.
Mm-hmm.
You get a test. You don't pass that test, you have to redo the whole year
again. You have to do the whole thing?
Yes.
Wow, so that's...
They see how easy you guys have it?
I know, we have it. I didn't realize how easy we have it compared to...
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
College is free for right now in California, and I think next year, hopefully, it's free for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't have the money, if you have to work, you can get free education.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't understand why they don't take those opportunities.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about, like, how different, you know? Because, like, I've obviously never been to Colombia, so I don't know.
Yeah, or Mexico, mm-hmm. or, I don't know, any
other anywhere.
Any other country, yeah.
Is there any, like, final thoughts you want to add?
Sad things. Mm-hmm. I don't belong, I'm no Colombian mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah.
Because all my adult life I've been here, and I'm not fully from here because you still have the accent, you still have, so they're always gonna treat you like, oh, you're an immigrant, mm-hmm. oh, you have an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only hard part. The rest, everything is good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you.
You're okay. Hope
I think
you do well.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. I think that's good.
That was easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually did it for like 17 minutes.